The internet can teach you a lot of things, but for some stuff, you need to get advice from the source. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I live in kind of an older house that's needed a lot of fixes and renovations, so typically I go to YouTube and find a tutorial on, you know, whatever it is, how to reseal the kitchen sink or replace a toilet, whatever the current project is. But it's not so easy to find a tutorial on how to undo the damage may have done in a friendship or how to earn back trust with your parents. There's a lot of situations that a ChatGPT prompt or Google search is not going to fix, so what are you going to do then? Let's talk about it with Need Some Advice by Phil Cox. Where do you turn when you need advice? On our phones, we carry around more information in our pockets than most people throughout history have ever had access to. But here's the thing. Our lives aren't filled with identical cookie-cutter problems. No quick video can fix our every relationship issue. And even if we use search engines or AI to gather information and suggestions on the exact struggles we face day in and day out, we have no guarantee these tools will steer us in a good direction. James offers a solution in the beginning of his letter to the church. He starts out by saying we all face hard times in this broken world, but he also tells us where to turn when we don't know what to do. When we need wisdom in our lives, James gives us real hope and clarity by reminding us that God has the wisdom we need, and he gives it freely, without holding back or holding it against us. Jesus isn't stingy with his help. He wants us to have what we need. To take hold of this wisdom, James explains that, as Christians, we simply need to go to Jesus and ask for it in faith. We can be proactive in seeking wisdom because we have confidence God will follow through. Because Jesus is faithful, we can trust him to provide what we need as we spend time in his word, in prayer, and with his people. When we seek God's wisdom, we can seek it confidently. God has given us everything we need to live godly lives in the knowledge of Jesus, 2 Peter 1:3. And he fully equips us for life through his word, the Bible, where he shows us the good news of Jesus and how it affects every facet of our lives. All right, let's think about this for a second. When you need advice, where's the first place you tend to go to? Why do you think God wants us to go to him for wisdom first and foremost? God provides wisdom and guidance through his word and his Holy Spirit, and also through his people, the church. What are some of the benefits of seeking wisdom from real people we know in real life? According to James 3, verses 13 to 18, how can we recognize godly wisdom? What sets it apart from false wisdom? And if you want to dig deeper, read Genesis 41 in James chapters 1 through 5. Now, as you and I can read in James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Hebrews 4, 14 to 16, James 1, verses 1 through 8, and verses 16 to 25. Then jump over to James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And have you ever asked, how long is this going to last? Whether it's stress or pain or just a hard season, that question can feel pretty heavy. So one of the devotions in our Living Through War reading plan, it reminds us that even when we don't know the timeline, we can trust God who walks with us through it. There is an end to the story and it's full of hope. So if you're in a tough season, this 30-day reading plan can help you hold on. Find it on the Unlocked app. Just search Unlocked Teen Devotions and start today. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Sometimes serving someone else is a lot more difficult than you'd like, but God still has blessings for you there. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.